Pardon me.
With that, the item is approved. We'll take up item number one. Just if you could read that into record.
A resolution by Supervisor Lipscomb opposing State Assembly Bill 85 and Senate Bill 95.
I move approval.
Thank you. We have a motion for approval by Supervisor West. We do have two speakers. First speaker is Jeremy McLewitz, followed by James Balk.
I'd like to first off thank the members of this committee for allowing us to speak on this topic, but more importantly, I'd like to thank Representative Sanfilippo for allowing this discussion to happen. A few years ago when I asked my county supervisor about Milwaukee County reform and living within your own means, he laughed at me, told me that the county had already reformed itself by downsizing, and said that it was a non-issue. Is this the kind of local control that everyone has been talking about? Then, when the time came over a year ago to give the people of Milwaukee County a voice through a non-binding referendum, County Board reaffirmed this stance on this issue and once again did not want to give the people of Milwaukee County a voice on local reform. But those who had the golden opportunity to use their voice used it to overwhelmingly support Milwaukee County Board reform. Once again, though, their voices went unheard. It wasn't until Representative Sanfilippo proposed legislation to clear up state statutes that this board wanted to make this a local issue. Apparently, local control of this board means opposing anything that would clear up state statutes and force this body to work effectively. I ask you, if this board was so serious about local control and local reform, why didn't you propose any local reform before Representative Sanfilippo proposes changes at the state level? Why is it that it took Representative Sanfilippo's legislation to give the people of Milwaukee County a voice? It wasn't until after the legislation was proposed that this board all of a sudden wanted to hold our Milwaukee meetings and find out what their constituents wanted at the local level. I also don't understand why this proposal is coming so late. Milwaukee County lobbyists have already been illegally lobbying this issue in Madison. According to a policy voted on by the board itself, county officials cannot lobby any laws or lobby to any state representative in state government until the full board approves or votes in favor of doing so. According to a new article by Bruce Murphy and others that I've spoken with, this was already being done without the board's approval. It's funny how, once again, this board refuses to do things the correct way until they're caught or they have to make a strategic move to cover their tracks. All these proposals by this board are as an attempt to counter Representative Sanfilippo's proposal. It's not a sincere voice for local reform. It's not acknowledging what their constituents want. It's a strategic move to avoid any real reform and criticism, and I would ask members of this committee to oppose this resolution. Thank you again for allowing me to speak on the issue.
Thank you. Supervisor Taylor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I will be opposing this resolution, and that's the reason why I also took it out of the previous one, because it has no business being in there. It's not something I could support with that action in there. That being said, I got a quick question for you. I saw you paying attention to some of the things that were being said. What do you feel in regards to the state legislature? Should they be paid full-time salaries, or, you know, when they're not there for 9 months out of the year, do you think they should also be considered a part-time position and paid accordingly?
I would argue that they should be also paid the average amount that a Wisconsin citizen makes in a year, whatever that may be. I do think that needs to be looked at, but right now I'm just discussing county board.
And it's separate from this issue, but I'm just curious to your position on that, because I know you've been to a lot of different meetings, and it just seemed like I saw you nod your head when I was saying that, so I was like, I just wanted to see where you stood on
that. Yeah, I'd be for that.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yep.
Okay. I think I'm not out of bounds to correct one item of the record. I did respond to the reporter to Mr. Murphy, interview questions, and only portions of those were printed. I just want to be clear that if you read our ordinance in its entirety, you'll see that there's a provision that allows for direction to be given to staff during an interim period. The last meeting of this committee, I believe, was March 15th, and Supervisor Sanfilippo's bill was not introduced until the following week. So this is the first opportunity to have the item formally before the committee, and in the interim period, staff was advised under the provisions of the ordinance. So
all right, thanks for the clarification.
I appreciate an opportunity to clear that up, actually, because it's been repeated several times, and once cited, people have taken it to be fact, so appreciate that. Other comments?
Do you have a motion?
We have a motion for approval by Supervisor West.
Okay.
Supervisor Alexander?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm curious, since the topic of the timeline of meetings of this committee as well as activities by our lobbyists has been brought up, when the first time the lobbyists began lobbying in Madison on the concept of reforming county government as well as the official bill of AB 85.
I don't know the date. I think that the my interpretation of the ordinance would be that we would take an official position on a bill. I don't think that prior to its introduction it would have been appropriate for us to oppose, for instance, anything that San Filippo would offer, or I don't know how you would draft a position in opposition to the bill before it's been introduced. It's changed as it went through its various drafts. So, and I think the moment you would attempt to draft something like that, it would be out of date.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Does that mean that under current ordinance, the county's lobbyists can lobby a position on anything that they're directed to by the leadership of this board and committee, as long as a resolution has not been formally introduced?
I think that the default position is the existing position of the county with respect to any issue, that they would not take a position in contradiction of that unless they are authorized in an interim period or authorized by formal action.
And
that's my understanding of the ordinance.
Thank you. And, Mr. Chairman, did your previous comment?
Is the ordinance isn't actually before us. So is this in relation to the motion for approval of the resolution on AB 85 and Senate Bill 95 in opposition to those? We do have three more speakers, too.
This is my last question on this topic, Mr. Chairman. I find it very interesting that if you and the chairwoman of this board are the people who authorized our lobbyists to go to Madison and begin expressing an official county opinion on the Assembly and Senate bills that we're about to vote on whether or not to oppose or support, I don't understand why no one knows when they began that lobbying.
I'm sorry. I feel I've answered that question. I don't expect that I know the date that I've done many things over the last 3 or 4 months. So we'll go to the speakers at this time. Next speaker is James Balk, followed by James Ito, and then Mary Lon. Is Mr. Balkville?
He's gone.
He has left. He
yes.
had... okay, thank you.
Members of the committee and Chair, Jim Ito again, 3302 North Bremen, River West. I think that as far as I can remember in government, that the principle that I've always held as being of foremost is a balance in government. That's why there were three parts of the government, the judiciary, the legislative, and the executive. And I think by the provisions of AB Assembly Bill 85, I think that balance in government, checks and balances, is being totally removed in for Milwaukee County in this particular instance. So I support the resolution that the AB 85 and SB 95 be opposed.
Thank you, Mr. Ito. And just for the record, James Balk was registered in favor on item one. That is, in favor of the resolution opposing the bill.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for allowing me to speak again. I completely approve of this resolution. I completely disapprove of AB 85 and SB 95. I think it goes against all the principles of democratic government. It is a corporate takeover and a power grab by the county executive. It is not. It was not written in response to constituents at all. It was written in response to some corporate interests, and ably, or the county, any county, future county executive would have sole control of sale and leases of county property, which I think is very wrong. Any one person having that, correct me if I'm wrong, but that's how I read it, that he would have sole control of that, and that is not, again, as Mr. Ito mentioned, in conjunction with our Constitution. It has no checks and balances. It's more like a kingship when someone does that. Too much power to the county executive, control of the harbor entirely by him, control of welfare and handicapped work programs. I think that more than one person should be in charge of that. And he would actually end up having more power here in Milwaukee County than the governor does in the state. I think AB 85 and SB 95 are just horrific bills. Disproportionately also affects the inner city when our county board is cut, because the poorer people in this city are the ones that use more of the county county resources or county services, and the people who represent the inner city have a much harder job, a much more full-time job than the people like San Filippo, who had more outlying areas and maybe was able to work part-time. I don't think this bill, I know this bill doesn't say anything about you being part-time, even though it has been spoken about frequently. There's no provision in this bill that you'll be part-time, even though your salaries would be cut. So there's been some misleading information to the public. I feel this referendum that they're going to put forward is a half-truth, because they're only going to be talking about your salaries and how everything is going to be cheaper, but the county executive is going to be able to hire as many staff as he wants in this bill, so I don't see how that necessarily is going to be any cheaper. I also would like to mention that our senator, my senator, I'm a Milwaukee County resident, Senator Lena Taylor is a co-sponsor of this bill and is not representing her constituents. We only need two or three more senators to change their mind and support, or rather refute SB. The assembly is gone. I mean, but we need to have two or three more senators only support our side and be against SB 95 for it not to pass. So I urge everyone in this room to write their senators and to oppose this bill, which is not a bill by, for, of we the people. We are not, we are losing our government through this bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Lund. That's the final speaker. Seeing no more speakers before us, we do have a motion for approval by Supervisor West. Take the roll, please.
Alexander.
No.
Broderick.
Aye.
Dmitrievich.
Aye.
Roma West.
Aye.
Cullen.
Aye.
Taylor.
No.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Five ayes, two noes. The motion is approved.
Thank you. With that, take up item.